back. I'm sorry? Okay. Hello, people. We're here for the second hour of the Proactive News. Art Bernclaw was a great guest, as usual. And I believe we have a new guest up right now, and that's Olaf Hagee. Olaf. Oh, okay. Well, we haven't reached him yet. The fact is, Art does a great job. It's like, you know, there's so many weird shenanigans going on. It's like Olaf and I are going to talk about the energy bill. It's like they had the headline was in the Associated Press, Democrats reach deal on energy bill. It's like, well, what does that mean? Olaf's going to dissect that for us and reach out and tell us what the heck they're talking about, because this is supposedly a boost as of Friday to kickstart the automobile fuel economy by 40%. They're doing it using ethanol. It's such nonsense. It's not funny. Sorry, I don't know what the hell's going on, but I'm 40 degrees in the house and I'm totally freezing right now. I hate to bring that up. Every time I light the fire, it goes out. I don't know what the hell's going on. Evidently, somebody's plugged my chimney or something. I've got a lot of enemies around in the country. So, is Olaf up? Okay, evidently, he's not up yet. The fact is, the Democrats and Pelosi reached an accord with Representative John Dingell, Democrat of Washington. And Olaf's going to explain some of this to us. Hello, Olaf.
Hi, Bill. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm freezing. My house is 40 degrees. The fire keeps going out. I was wrong. It's minus 15 degrees right now.
Oh, my goodness. That's
my,
not good.
My infrared heater burned up. It's like I used it 2 months last year. It's like I'm really pissed off right now because I am just sitting here shaking to death. It's like I can't stop. I just in my casserole huddled together. It's like I don't know what the hell's going on, but it's really got me fried.
Well, I'll tell you something. We're about to get the first big storm of the winter here, and normally we don't get them for another 3 or 4 weeks. So the weather is getting unusually cold, unusually early. Thank God for global warming. It's coming just in time, Bill.
Yeah, it's like I don't believe that, and I know that's mostly because of you.
But like, you know, as I was on waiting there trying to get us electronically connected, I heard you mention something about you that I was supposed to be talking about, but I couldn't tell what topic was.
No, it was about the energy bill, the new energy bill. I was talking about it briefly there. As they said, it's going to kickstart the energy economy 40%.
Well, I don't know about that.
An industry-wide average of 35 miles per gallon that'll be required by 2020, but it's like, this is all a bunch of crap because we've been through this. We went through this years ago. We talked about it. It's like, I'm sorry I haven't been on very much for the past couple of years because I wish we had kept the public updated and upgraded according to what is really going on.
Well, the sad part about this is that we now know that the ethanol scam was a complete delusion, that ethanol, in fact, is using more energy than it's producing, that it's causing us an enormous number of problems.
And, friends, that's what we're going to talk about, is the ethanol scam and much more when we get back after this break. Olaf, I'm going to try and light my fire again. It's like it just keeps going out. I'll be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Okay, friends, we are back again. Myself and Olaf Hagee, longtime friend, guest, just like I'm freezing to death, so excuse me, Olaf. Go ahead, talk about the ethanol scam, because I think this is really important. I'm trying to talk, I'm just freezing right now. I can't keep my wood lit or anything, so I got stuck with a bunch of green wood. Anyways, go ahead.
You know, that's not unusual, Bill. We're having the same problem up here. There simply is no aged wood available for people who want wood. It's all green, and of course, that's really being prepared for next year's winter. I mean, not winter of 2007-8, but for 2008-9. And people are scrambling to find something to heat their homes, which just goes to prove to you that global warming must be real, right?
I mean, we're looking at real my rear end. It's like,
yeah, but really, people freezing their butts off. And yet, the fact of the matter is that they're still claiming that that global warming is the problem. What is really the problem, of course, is that we've created these problems ourselves. It's not that the temperatures and the climate doesn't change. Obviously, you have warm periods and you have colder periods. We're toward the end now of a 40-year period of global warming that's been going on, and there was before that a 40-year period of global cooling, and before that a 40-year period of global warming, and before that, you get the idea.
Yeah,
this is a cycle. And this cycle repeats, and it's been going on for quite some time. Anybody who's seen an Inconvenient Truth with Al, I forget his last name.
Gore, yeah, that's
that,
right.
That was a joke, folks. Notice that the chart that he shows is full of ups and downs, and they're very violent. Zigzags, you know, that sharply go up and sharply go down again. And that's from ice core data primarily. And it shows that the temperature fluctuates very significantly over time, and that you are constantly going up and down. We've been very, very fortunate over the last 10 to 12,000 years that we've been living in what we call a Holocene or warm epoch that has followed a period of ice that was preceding it for another 10 to 12,000 years before that, and so on. But we have these little warm periods that come along, and this is one of the warmest ones we've had in a long, long time. It's almost over. And we're going to be getting into a cool phase very shortly. And we're very worried about, temperature change and what we can do about it. But the fact of the matter is there were no SUVs around 10,000 years ago, at least not that we admit to. And there were no, power plants or other big energy-consuming activities going on by mankind. We were probably burning a lot of stuff, in the way of wood and whatever. But we weren't engaged in the kind of global, weather modification that we're engaged in today. And yet they were having violent climate fluctuations. The fact of the matter is that this is not primarily due to or under the control of human activity. This is something that goes on, and we need to be able to adapt to it. Unfortunately, our politicians don't have the basic understanding of energy economics to be able to do the things that are needed to solve these problems. And as
everything
witness to this,
seems to be done these days under political motivation only.
I don't know if it's only part. Well, I guess yeah. If you want to call campaign contributions or bribes political motivation.
Yeah.
But yesterday we had Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats work out a deal for this 35 mile per gallon by the year 2020 thing for the industry fleet average. Now, what does that really mean? It means that, for example, General Motors produces a group of cars, and the average mile per gallon that those cars get is supposed to be 35 miles per gallon. Well, the trouble with that is that that's not necessarily what's selling, number one. And number two, it doesn't necessarily cover all the types of vehicles. They have what they call crossover vehicles. They have SUVs. They have pickup trucks. They have a lot of vehicles that we'll have to see the final bill here, but may not be covered by this. And so as a consequence, those vehicles can get like 15 miles per gallon, and they're just not covered by the law. And, of course, all the existing vehicles aren't covered. So it doesn't really solve the problem. You have to look at it this way. In 2020, if we got 35 miles per gallon as a fleet average, we are not going to solve the problems. We really aren't. That is not enough to deal with the issue out there. The real issue is the internal combustion engine itself. It gets only 6% efficiency. It's wasting 94% of the fuel that you put into it. That is not the way to solve your problem here. The hybrid is combined with an electric car, essentially, under your hood. What they're talking about now are what they call plug-in hybrids. Now, Toyota produced the Prius, and it's been very successful, but you can't plug it in. So people have been modifying the Prius so that you could plug it in and charge it overnight, and then you could drive on that most of the time, except when you needed to go out on the highway or something for an extended trip. The fact is that the Prius is all ready to go. All you have to do is put a plug-in capability to it. And like I say, people have been retrofitting them to make them work like this.
Yeah, I watched last weekend Discovery Channel. They had a special, and they had that vehicle and a bunch of other vehicles on there, including solar-powered. And it was really interesting because everybody had reached a conclusion, these high-powered scientists, that the fossil fuels was dead. Gasoline was going to be no more, period.
Well, eventually, we could run out. The problem, of course, is that it's just so inefficient. We shouldn't be wasting something that could be used in so many other ways for so many more important uses when we have ways to power an automobile far more efficiently. We know that the hybrid would pretty much double your mileage. We've seen this. We know that you can take a diesel electric hybrid and probably get even better mileage. I've heard of 100 mile per gallon diesel electric hybrids are being tested.
Actually, I've heard of biofuel. That seems to be what the main focus and thrust of the special was on Discovery Channel. It was pretty good. It just, even biofuel is passe. They've got so many more advanced options, and we're not exploring any of them as a nation.
Well, we have to be careful what we're talking about here.
Well, the biofuel I'm talking about using...
Oh, I understand biofuels.
Okay.
What I mean is that biofuels are the problem. They're not the solution. I'll explain why. I'm talking about solutions here, things that would actually improve things. Biofuels will make it worse. This ethanol scam, that's a biofuel. That's coming from corn at the moment. You get about 25 gallons of fuel per acre out of that. That is an incredibly stupid thing to be doing. We're taking a food crop that we normally export, which improves our balance of payments and our balance of trade and helps to keep the value of the dollar up, and we're taking it out of export and putting it into our cars and burning it and wasting 94% of what we're putting in the car because we're putting it into internal combustion engines. This is an incredibly stupid thing to be doing. They're saying that ethanol is also causing inefficiencies in the engines. They're not really designed to burn it. It doesn't do your car any good to put ethanol in it like this. In fact, they have to produce to burn more than about 10% of your fuel as ethanol. They have to produce a brand new car with special plumbing on the inside in order to enable it to burn more than about 10% ethanol because of the damage it does to your vehicle. The same damage it does to your vehicle, it's also done to refineries. You notice all the refinery breakdowns we had earlier this year as they started to put all this ethanol into the gasoline?
Yes.
Well, those refinery breakdowns were part of the reason that the gasoline price shot up last spring. We don't have any surplus refining capacity. When you put all of that stuff into the refining system that was designed to process oil and gasoline, again, you're going to create problems, and that's what happened. So we had those very high gasoline prices in the spring, and now, of course, they're back up to the levels they were before. But this is a result of using the ethanol. Now, the ethanol is taking corn away from food production. Not only is this reducing our exports...
Well, it's like we don't really have to eat.
Yeah, it's raising food prices for us.
Yeah.
So that's stimulating inflation here at home. And we just heard Bernanke, the Federal Reserve Board chairman, saying, hey, we may have to, because of inflation, we may have to raise interest rates later on, even though we're cutting them now because of the housing crisis.
Yeah,
so
like,
there's a real problem here as to what we're going to do if we've got all of this ethanol being put into the system. And this new proposal that we got yesterday wants to increase ethanol. We should be getting rid of it.
Exactly. We have a caller. Can we take the call real quick? Olaf, you mind?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Good morning.
John from Tennessee, how are you?
I am well. How are you?
Old age. I'm literally freezing to death. This poor taco right now. I tried to light my fire. I went in. I put a sweatsuit on, so I'm surviving. So.
Well, I'm sorry that you're cold. I'm not a fire starter. I try to help you. I'm no good at it. The reason I called, I've been in it like I've called
We've
before.
We've got the music going on. Can you hold? We'll hold you through the break.
Can.
All right. Thanks. Hold on.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand and the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The bed fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Okay, friends, this is Frozen Bill and Olaf bringing the Proctor News. I really want the caller to come up. He's a gas hauler, it's like, and he told me they've got some real interesting things going on. So when he gets back, hopefully he'll speak up. But it's like, you know, that he made the point that they're putting limitations on the wood. I know they're not up here right now. It's like our hills are practically barren from the Vaughan Brothers Lumber Company, which is a big Republican organization. And it's like, and they're cutting more wood than they ever have. But the fact is that we're in trouble up here because a lot of people are having trouble getting good wood. It's like, I know we've had some fires up here. We had the Colville National Forest Fire, which claims 17 million acres. 17 million, folks. That's huge. It's like, and it puts a squeeze on a lot of people because it's like all we can get up here now is brown, green wood. But it's like, hopefully John's back and we can have him talk here. John? Okay, John's back. Hello, John.
Okay, first of all, see you during the break was that there's some limitations on firewood. You're not going to be able to move firewood from county to county and state to state. So if you, before the regulations go into effect, you better stock up on your wood. They're claiming that it's going to move dangerous insects around the country, basically what it is, I believe.
We've got one of those in the White House right now.
Well, absolutely, and they're trying to subsidize industries. Now, I mentioned that I was a gas hauler.
Yes,
I'm I actually have a partial load of gasoline on. I'm on my way now to get some ethanol. And what's interesting is I believe that they're subsidizing. Well, first of all, let me say that I've been awakened to this New World Order stuff since I've been doing this. I'm hooked in it now. I've been here over 30 years. But they're subsidizing the oil companies, I believe, in distribution and refining of ethanol, whether or not there's any good to come out of it. The good that's coming out of it is a huge profit for the oil companies. Now, it's something that it's hard for me to say because it's my livelihood, but it is absolutely true. I've talked to some people that are in corporate, and ethanol is just the tip of the iceberg. There's some other things coming down the line. You're going to see a huge push towards biofuels, whether it's diesel or gasoline. Your guest had said that ethanol and gasoline and the internal combustion engine was ineffective, and I agree to a point. But for goodness sake, if Fiat 35 years ago could have a car that would get 32 miles to the gallon, and we're 35 years down the line, there's got to be a way that the technology has improved to make the internal combustion engine more economical and more efficient that's being held back. There's no way that anyone's going to convince me that for all we've done and for all the intelligence and technology that we have, that we can't make a car get 100 miles per gallon.
Exactly.
I believe that it's basically, they know that their game is coming down to the end. They're increasing their tactics. They're increasing their speed and their intensity. They're milking the cow for everything they can get until they break it. And then they're going to go on and start this phony, crummy fiat money system up all over again and do it again for another 70 or 80 years
and then do it again. If we can get enough people educated, I've got tons of people on my email site, and if we can get people educated, maybe we can break their back. But it's like,
well, I'm trying to do the best I can to wake people up. Unfortunately, I have a tendency of choking people, giving them a hunk of meat instead of peeling a little bit of the onion off at one time. I'm wanting to give them steak. So
well,
I've got to learn.
I thank you for your call, John, very much.
Thank
you. It's like you made some good points.
Thank you, John.
Olaf, he made some good points there. It's like about the new wood regulations. That has me disturbed, but it's like there's going to be a lot of people that freeze, kind of like I am right now. But it's like, you know, it's like we need to change the direction the country's headed, if possible. I hope it'll be a peaceful revolution. I'm having trouble talking. I hope it'll be a peaceful revolution. But the thing is that we've got to make a change as soon as possible. And we're late right now. It's like we need to get things going right this minute.
Well, yeah, but unfortunately, Congress has a very low IQ when it comes to energy economics. They really don't understand what they're doing. And they keep promoting fuels and alternatives that are not going to help. We've had an enormous amount of money poured into technologies, which we'll talk about after the break here, that just simply don't work. And we're doing just about everything wrong and nothing right in the energy field, which has led me to believe that possibly it's not really so much about the profits of the oil companies or that sort of thing, but really about breaking the dollar and driving down the American economy so they could unite us with not just Canada and Mexico, folks, but all of the countries of the Western Hemisphere in a Pan-American Union that would stretch from Alaska all the way to the tip of South America. And that's what people don't see here. We can certainly talk about that when we get back.
Absolutely. Great. Well, it's like, well, we've got a break coming up here in a minute. I want to give out my email address. This is temporary, folks. It's Mr. Proactive at Eltopia, Eltopia.com. Mr. Proactive at Eltopia.com. I changed everything, and so far nothing's working. So it's like I'm hoping and praying it does get going. It's like we'll give out your information when we get back, if I can warm up a little bit more. Anyways, we'll be back in a moment, folks. Stay tuned, please.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Okay, folks, we're back. Bill Brumbaugh and Olaf Higgy finally got my fire lit. Olaf, go
That's
ahead.
That's good. You sound
and
a little
warmer.
Give
out your contact information, please.
Yeah, if people are interested in reaching me, they can do so by going to my website. I've got my email address and everything right there on the homepage at thetimequest.com. Let me spell that for you. It's T-H-E-T-I-M-E-Q-U-E-S-T, thetimequest.com. Just imagine somebody looking for a watch there. And that's all one word, no spaces or dashes, thetimequest.com.
Okay, Olaf, continue on, please.
Yeah, one of the things that I've been really concerned about is that we're hearing about biofuels, but nobody really stops to calculate what it would take to just supply the energy needs for our automobiles and pickup trucks and that sort of thing, SUVs. If you start looking at the fuel needs to supply those vehicles, it would take us with corn an area something like 54 times the area of the state of New Mexico. And that's not a small state. And I believe that would be much larger than the entire landmass of the United States put together. So there's no way that you can satisfy just the need for fuel for automobiles from corn. It just won't work. 25 gallons per acre is just simply not high enough output. Soybeans produce about 47 gallons per acre. You'd still need 29 New Mexicos in order to be able to solve our energy needs that way. Canola oil is a little better. We're looking at 140 gallons per acre, but you still need 10 New Mexicos. And remember, that's current needs, not future needs. Hemp is very productive, and we get about 500, I think it is, gallons per acre with that. And there you'd only need three times the area of the state of New Mexico. And finally, the most productive of all is algae, which you can grow in the desert. And by the way, New Mexico is largely desert, so if we actually were going to use New Mexico for this, we couldn't grow any of those other crops in the state of New Mexico to solve the problem, even if you could do it with just the area of New Mexico. But you could with algae. With the state of New Mexico's area, you could grow enough algae in plants above the ground in a kind of a manufacturing facility that would allow you, using sunlight and water — of course, New Mexico doesn't have an awful lot of water — to produce enough fuel to provide for our cars and maybe our pickup trucks, SUVs, and that sort of thing. That doesn't really solve the rest of the problem. I wanted to mention, when John was on the air earlier from Tennessee there, that the problem that we have with oil is that oil always produces a certain amount of gasoline. Oil from the Western Hemisphere in particular is very efficient at producing gasoline. The trouble is, it used to be a waste product, and we used to throw it away. And then we came up with this engine that was a way to burn an awful lot of gasoline and move people only a little distance per gallon. It was the internal combustion engine, of course, and that allowed us to get rid of all of this gasoline that was left over from producing bunker fuel oil for our Navy ships and producing heating oil and things of that sort. So now we have this problem that we've become addicted to the gasoline, and we've got this very inefficient engine, which is designed essentially to waste gasoline deliberately in order to get rid of this huge problem that the oil industry had, which was it had all of this leftover material after it had refined out kerosene and diesel oil and bunker oil and so forth, and it just didn't know what to do with the gasoline. It was very explosive, it was very dangerous, and they were really puzzled as to how to get rid of it. The internal combustion engine gave them a way to get rid of it. And indeed, we're getting rid of it at a very high rate now. And unfortunately, anything that we do that involves using crude oil is always going to have left over a certain amount of gasoline. We will always have, as long as we're burning oil and using it for anything, we're always going to have a need for an engine that uses it, and that's basically the internal combustion engine. So I wanted to tell John he doesn't really have to worry that we'll never, he doesn't have to worry that we'll ever stop using internal combustion engine. Internal combustion engines, because we will always need them as long as we have crude oil. Otherwise, we'll have a huge pollution problem to deal with. So there is a difficulty here in dealing with the complexities of this whole energy situation. There are complex issues that people don't realize, and they don't see all of the complications that are going to result from these changes that we make. Let's take hydrogen as an example. A lot of people think hydrogen is the way to go. Well, unfortunately, all hydrogen does is it burns less efficiently in a gasoline engine than gasoline does. So you get less mileage. And in fact, the comparisons have been made that if you're paying about $2.50 or so for a gallon of gasoline, the hydrogen equivalent would be about $12.75. So I don't think you're going to have people rushing to go to hydrogen. But hydrogen isn't really a fuel, per se, in the sense that it's not an energy source. It's just a way of transmitting energy from point A to point B. It has to be produced with electricity to get the hydrogen out of the water. And in order to do that, of course, you have to produce the electricity from some other fuel. Now they're suggesting we could use solar power to produce the electricity. But that doesn't really make a whole lot of sense, because it turns out that what they're really proposing to do is to put the hydrogen into your car, put it in some sort of condensed form or some sort of chemical combination, and then draw it out because it's just too voluminous to just put it in directly. You've got to compact it if you want any range on your car. And then to draw it out and burn it in some kind of combustion engine, use that to run a generator, use the generator to produce electricity. Are you following me so far? And then use the electricity to power an electric motor.
It sounds like more trouble than what it's worth.
Well, it's crazy.
And maybe I'm wrong.
Look at all the inefficiency in this system. It's absolutely insane. You're starting with electricity, right? why not just take the electricity and put it through a wire? Hello? Anybody been to the 20th century yet? Put it through a wire and charge the electric car and put a battery in it with a little more range. By the way, we've got tons of battery designs that will give you 200, 300 miles of range. That's not really a problem. The problem with batteries has always been how long does it take to charge it? Well, in 2005, Hitachi, those are the guys that make the TV sets, Hitachi came up with a device that would allow you to charge an electric car in 3 minutes. You heard me correctly, 3 minutes, 180 seconds. Now, if you can charge an electric car in 3 minutes, I think we've pretty much solved most of the problems as far as the vehicle is concerned. The real problem would then become, if too many people tried to charge their cars at the same time, it would put an enormous strain on our power grid. The solution to that would be to put a difference in terms of the rate of power that you charge, you know, the cost for people using the system during the day as opposed to at night, and have off-peak periods and so forth. And I think that if people you have a particular kind of charging device, you plug it in and it would match up with the system properly, you wouldn't have a problem, because that could be off the regular power grid and get its power separately through separate metering. And you could set it up in a way that would allow us to have that done in such a way that wouldn't cause a problem for peak hour demand in the utility system. So I think we can solve this problem. The question is, do they really want to solve the problem? And I believe that if they are to create the North American Union and shortly afterwards the Pan American Union, they have to really break the back of the American dollar. And in order to do that, they have to destroy our balance of payments situation. They have to reduce our exports, hence more ethanol, more biofuels, which means that we're exporting less grain, which was one of our primary balance of trade surpluses. And we have to turn around and cause us to import more oil. And, you know, we first started importing gasoline because we first started putting ethanol into the gas. This year, 2007, was the first time in American history that we had to import gasoline, because the ethanol had so screwed up the refineries and somebody had shut down that we didn't have the ability to meet demand this summer, so we had to import gasoline for the first time in American history. This is an absolutely insane situation. Gasoline is priced a lot higher than crude oil, and therefore that really hurt our balance of payments. All of this is hurting the value of the dollar. And then, of course, we've got the housing crisis, which is caused by high interest rates. It's not caused by predatory banking, folks. It's caused by high interest rates. They jacked up interest rates from 1% to 5.25% in a little over a year and a half. And when you do that to any industry, you're going to cause problems. And obviously, the housing industry is the canary in the mine shaft here. And people who had adjustable rate mortgages were on the leading edge of that problem. And they're the ones now who are suffering because their mortgage rates have been jumping sky high thanks to the Fed. The Fed caused this problem. Nobody else. The Fed caused it. Federal Reserve. They caused it, and it's their responsibility to cut interest rates back and solve the problem. We shouldn't have raised the interest rates that high, that fast in the first place. And they know that they shouldn't have done that. I don't think there's any time in American history that interest rates were ever raised that high that quickly. We've had higher interest rates, but we've never had such a rapid short-term percentage increase in the interest rates. And this, of course, is always going to cause problems for people who have things like adjustable rate mortgages. You just can't do that and get away with it, economically speaking. So it's not surprising what we're seeing in the housing market. But look at this. If you're trying to take out a mortgage today, and the Federal Reserve says, well, we may drop it 0.25% next month, too, and maybe the month after that. We're thinking about it. We're not sure. Maybe we'll cut it another 0.5%
or
another 0.25%.
Property acquisition and confiscation, I really doubt that they drop anything too long.
Well, yeah, but think about it. If you're thinking of buying a house, and you think, gee, if they cut it another 0.25%, you know, that's going to save me thousands of dollars in mortgage payments. So what do? You don't buy the house. And that's one of the reasons the housing market's having a problem, is because the Fed does this drip, 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 slow cut in interest rates. What they should do is simply cut it. If you're going to go down, you know, a point and a half or 2 points, then go ahead and do it. Do it, get it over with, and then say this is where we're going to keep them. And then if we do anything from this point forward, we'll raise them again. If you do that, then everybody knows that's the lowest rate you're going to get. You're not going to get a lower rate, so they won't wait to buy a house. They'll go ahead and do it now. That would help the housing market. But this slow downward drift, which is what Greenspan did back in 2001 and 2002, that slow downward drift of interest rates doesn't help the housing market. It hurts it. People wait because they think if they wait a little bit longer, they'll get an even better rate. It's a really stupid thing to be doing when you've got a housing crisis like this. You want to come down in one big jump or jump downward and keep it there and let people know that's as low as it's going to go, and that if you drop it to 2%, I think that would be sufficient to deal with the problem. But they don't want to do things that way. That would be too easy. And remember, the Fed is a profit-making banking system. Those guys are making money. It's a private banking system. They're making money. The higher the interest rates are, the more money they make. And so they have a bias toward higher interest rates. They don't like cutting them, and so they're very slow to cut them unless they absolutely have to.
That's true. It's like, but people don't see it that way. You make a great point there, Olaf. You really do.
Well, we've got a lot of energy problems. Obviously, we can't solve them all in 1 hour here, or even a fraction of an hour, obviously, and it's difficult to get into all of this. I do want to mention to people, we got a couple minutes here before the break, that obviously this isn't the only thing I do. I was doing this professionally back 30, 35 years ago during the previous so-called energy crisis. And I've seen all of these scams before. I've seen General Motors put out their phony electric car that gets like three miles of range, you know, on a battery, while somebody else is putting out, like Tesla Motors right now as a car, I think does 200 miles on a charge, but GM is wants to put out the Chevy Volt, it only gets 40 miles. But this isn't the only thing I do. As a lot of people who've heard me over the years realize, my real passion is to study ancient mysteries and the Bible and things of that sort. And I got into that through studying some of the things that happened with climate over the years and looking into some of the biblical passages that talked about cataclysmic upheavals in the past. And step by step, I got into investigating those mysteries and found and uncovered an awful lot of very interesting things in the scriptures. So when you go to thetimequest.com, when you go there, you're going to find an awful lot of stuff about the Bible and Bible mysteries, the Holy Grail, and things of that sort. You'll also see in the upper left-hand corner up there, underneath the cancer link, which is because my wife passed away from cancer. But the one just below that is a link to my new CDs, the MP3 CDs, which are anthologies of my tapes on the Bible and other related subjects. So I just wanted to clarify, because I know a lot of people will go to the website and they'll say, where's the energy stuff? And that's the reason why you'll be looking around a while before you find the energy stuff. There is material about energy that's available from me, but it's not obvious and up front there on the website.
Well, it's like that's a good point. It's like the fact is that we have been doing shows for years. I've gotten way too political to be part of your CDs and stuff, I think. But it's like the fact is, Olaf has some good material on there. You really do.
Yeah. I talk about the blotting out of the New Testament. I talk about the Sword of Mars. I talk about a whole bunch of amazing things that I've discovered over the years, the true side of the crucifixion and things of that sort. And I think people will find it of great interest, and certainly it helps to build up and strengthen our faith. And we're going to need it, believe me, as we head into these challenges of the European Union, American Union confrontation that's coming.
Absolutely. The fact is, folks, people today, they may think they know things. It's like we've got the whole evangelical movement pretty much waiting to be raptured. I have great doubt on that stuff. So it's like I know Olaf and I kind of have some differences on some of it, but it's like, the fact is, listen to Olaf. He makes a lot of sense.
Well, thank
Unlike
you, Bill.
Me,
I appreciate
makes no
that.
Sense.
There's a break coming up shortly, I think. Here,
yeah,
Dave.
Actually, probably in about 30 seconds. So we'll have to figure out what the rest of the show is going to be about. In the meantime, it is break time. We'll be back after this. This is Bill. You're listening to the Proactive News on Republic Radio.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Okay, friends, before we get to our first and only caller, which will be the last call we take, Olaf has an announcement about his CD. So go ahead, Olaf.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention before we get to the caller that we do have the PayPal capability up there on the page where we offer the CDs. So you can order with credit card or whatever through PayPal now. I know people in the past have not been able to do that, and I just wanted to make sure they were aware that is an option that's now available to you.
Okay, great. And let's get to our caller, Alex from Michigan.
Hello,
Hello Alex. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. I guess I was listening to your show and everything online, and I always hear people talking about fuel inefficiency and everything, or trying to develop new ways to get new fuel, hydrogen or ethanol, whatever.
Yeah.
And it seems to me that, like, maybe we should try taking a step out of the box, and rather than carrying the fuel with us, maybe have a way to have the energy given to us as we drive, as in maybe through induction. But it would be an infrastructure problem. I don't know.
I think that'd be real hard to do at this point. It's like, I think they have some solutions, but it's like, the fact is we don't seem to be entertaining any of those solutions.
Is that a Tesla-type technology, Alex? Well, he was talking about broadcasting energy to, like a plane in the air, and literally broadcasting the energy to them or beaming it up to them. So that is a conceivable idea.
I guess it is kind of a Tesla energy in a way because that's AC. This would be a big infrastructure problem. And being a libertarian, I'm kind of against making a bigger infrastructure, but it seems like it's the only way to get fuel efficiency away from other countries, to be in our own sovereignty.
So, there's nothing wrong with using private enterprise and free enterprise to create your own system. You don't have to have the government build the infrastructure.
Exactly, and I'm sure private enterprise would be happy to take care of it. It's just something off the top of my head that I think induction would be a good means to go about getting away from energy. Because you lose lots of energy transferring energy into other fuels, so why not just
absolutely
get rid of transferring and go directly from wire to car?
Yeah, and of course solar cells on the roof of an electric car is the ideal thing. If we could ever get efficient enough solar cells, why, we could get an enormous advantage doing that. Yeah, I mean, if you're going to come out to your car and it's burning up hot in the parking lot and out there at the shopping center, it would be really great if that also refueled the whole thing.
Shoot, there could be solar cells all along the highway or however it occurs. I mean, people's real
absolutely. Hot. Well, thank you for the thought and the point there. It's like next
call
week
again,
we'll be back again. We'll probably follow up on this. Whether or not Olaf wants to come back next week, I don't know. He needs to have a host to talk to who isn't freezing and shaking.
I would be happy to come back next week.
That'd be great. It's like, I'm just sorry. It's been such a difficult morning. I can't keep my wood lit. It's like, everything was going great last night. I had the fire going all night. It's like, till about 6 this morning. It's like, oh, my God, it started getting cold. It's like, and I can't keep anything lit.
I know. There's a terrible cold front that's come down from Canada, and it's bringing us a big blizzard or something on Monday, so I understand.
Well,
here
it is at 10 o'clock in the morning. It's minus 10 degrees on my thermometer, too. So, I mean, right now it's minus 10. It must have been probably minus 20 when I started the show. I thought it was about minus 10. But anyways, I guess that's it. Olaf and I are going to say goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye. God bless you all.
All right. Take care, people.
With recent internet